Kiravos, I hope all is well. Luchtere Chanukah, Freilich Chanukah, Happy Chanukah, however you want to say it. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches, and we are going to learn Torah. Let the light of Chanukah shine bright in these dark times. Okay, so the Gemara, we have a quote from our Mishnah, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach, Shor Shel Kanani, Potter, right, we're at the top of Lamed Ches, Med Aleph, right, second line. And we are basically, we had mentioned, if you remember, we talked a lot about Hektish yesterday. We started the Mishnah, Amud Beis at the bottom. We talked about Shor Shel Hektish, right, and the various patours that there are there because of the pasuk of Reyehu, that the whole concept of this Nezikin deals with when a shor gores shor Reyehu. So now, if you're telling me that it all deals with just Jews, the Gemara makes, or the Mishnah really did, made the next logical step. Right, what about a Shor Shel Yisrael? That's gores the shor of a Kanani. So the Mishnah said you're a potter. And all the way around, right, Kanani is going to pay Nezek Shalem, right? It's not going to pay Chatzin Nezek, it's going to pay Nezek Shalem. So the Gemara says, Amri Mimar Shach, I don't understand. Either way, but Ireyehu Davka, if you tell me Reyehu, right, Shor Reyehu, meaning that he has to be his friend, i.e. a Jew, right, if you tell me that's Mamish a Jew, that only Jews are shaykh to this, all these halachos, so the Kanani kenagach to Yisrael, namnil the potter. So if a Kanani's shore, if a Goy's shore, Gore is a Jew's shore, he should also be potter, should be totally exempt, totally, you know, not shaykh to this whole realm of halacha. V'Reyehu Lav Davka, but if the word Reyehu is not, suppose, you know, Mamish, Reyehu Mamish, right? I feel Yisrael Kanani dechayev. Right? Why don't we say that a Jew who gores a Kanani should be chayev? Right? I mean, if you tell me that it's not specifically limited to Jews necessarily, so why? What's the difference? Right? If your shore damages a Jew's shore or a Kanani or a Goy's shore, so Rabbi Avoh says, Amar Kala Pazik says, Amod vaymoded eretz ra'av vayater goyim. And Kosh Baruch Hu got up and he judged and he saw and he got rid of and he released. He got rid of. He untied vayater. Right. He released the goyim. So ra sheva mitzvah shekiblu lehem bnei noach. Right. And v'kemen shalokimu or lo kaimu. Right. Amad v'hitir mamonam liyisrael. Right. Kosh Baruch Hu saw that he commanded the goyim sheva mitzvah bnei noach. Right. They're not keeping it. So he said, okay, you know what? Fine. I'm gonna untie. I'm gonna release, right, their money, right, to Am Yisrael. Meaning they're really an ichanami. They're really that he should be potter. That the Kanani who gores Yisrael should be potter. Meaning Reyehu should be mamish davka, and it should only be shayach. These halachos should only be shayach to Jews. And a guy whose property damages a Jew's property should be potter. But really, since they're not keeping Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach, Kosh Baruch Hu made it, right, that they should be chayef. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yochanan says for a different pasuk. Pasuk says again, pasuk we're familiar with. Hofia Mehar Paran. Right, again, that's a pasuk in Vezos Abracha. Okay, whatever. But what that means is Hofia Har Paran is Har Sinai. So Kosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Miparan Hofia Mamon Li Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan Darshins, right, from Har Sinai, right, he revealed that the Goyim's money, right, belongs to a Jew. Now, just to be clear, that doesn't mean, right, if you look at Tosfos over here, Tosfos Dibur Maschol Amad, right, there's a machogas whether Gezel Kanani is Usser or Mutter. Right, so again, if I'm not mistaken, we pasken that it's certainly Usser, that you're not just allowed to steal to a Goy, so it's not saying that, steal from a Goy, so you're not, I do have to check that, but I'm pretty sure that's how we pasken. So, it's not saying that the Mamish, their money is Mutter, right, to a Jew, it just means in certain scenarios, where right, they're going to be Chayiv, in where they ordinarily, right, should have been potter. That's what we're saying. Okay, back in the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, also Bryce says, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Kanani, potter, right, if a Jewish shore, right, gore is a Kanani shore, he's going to be potter. Shor Shel Kanani Shenagach Shor Shel Yisrael, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Meshalim Nevzik Shalim, right, again, this is what we've been saying, right, regardless of whether it's Tam or Muad, a Kanani is going to pay Nevzik Shalim, Shnamar, and this quotes the pasuk we said before, Amod Vayimodeh Eretz Ra'a Vayater Goyim, right, Va'omer, and also the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan quoted, Hofia Mehar Paran. So the Gemara says, "Maiva Omer." What do you need both pesukim for? Because if you would say, "Hi, Amad vaymoded eretz," maybe you need that pasuk for Rav Masna and Rav Yosef, who in a second we'll see what they learn from that pasuk. Right? We haven't done that yet, but we'll see that in a second. If you can tell me that we need that pasuk for Rav Masna and Rav Yosef, so then Tashma Ofiyam Har Paran, that we still have Rav Yochanan's pasuk, then Miparan Ofiyam Amunam Yisrael, that from Har Sinai already Kosh Baruch Hu allowed, right, Am Yisrael to take, right, the Goyish money in these cases, in these scenarios. Maidir of Masna, let's start with Rav Masna. What was his drosha? Tamar of Masna, Amar vaymodid eretz ra. What does that mean? Ma ra, what does the Kosh Baruch Hu see? So Rosh Shem Mitzvah Shnistav Olein Bnei Noach Ro Kimon. Again, they saw that the Goyim were not keeping Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Amad Behiglo Osam Me'alad Masam, so he exiled them. Higla, right? Golus, right? He sent them out from their land. Right? Pasha says, let's talk about Sancheriv, right? When he exiled not only the Jews, but not only 10 tribes, but a lot of nations were interchanged. Okay, either way. So my mashma hai vayater lishno de gluyehu. How do you know the word vayater, right, means that he's going to send them to Golus? Ksiv hachak, it says over here vayater goyim. Ksiv hasam, it says other areas, lenater behen ala oretz. Right, that pasuk is by a flying bug that you're not allowed to eat. Right, if it has lenater behen ala oretz, if it has legs, right, that you jump, that actually you are allowed to eat if it's like a grasshopper. So if it has lanater ben al aretz, it means to jump. If it has legs, that let him jump on the ground, so then you are actually allowed to eat that as opposed to wings. Umitargim lekafatza behon al aretz means, again, that literally means to jump on the land. It means so a person who's exiled jumps and goes from place to place, as unfortunately we, Am Yisrael, knows all too well. Okay, Maider of Yosef, what's Rav Yosef, Joshua, from that pasuk? So the Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Amod vayimodeh eretz ra'ah. Okay, so what is that? So Amar ra'ah, what Akash Baruch Hu sees. So Rashem is a shekibul b'lem b'nei noach v'lokimam. Again, he saw that the goyim were not keeping Shem mitzvahs b'nei noach. Amar v'tir en lahem. So he said he released them. He said he made a mutter for them. So Gemara says, what do you mean? It's gay, atgar. What do you mean? So they're going to be zocha, right? So that they've now, great. It's meaning if I come and tell you have to do something, you don't do it, and I just let you say, okay, now you don't have to do it anymore. That's like, what are you rewarding, right? A little kid who misbehaves, right? Imkim asinu chodin iskar. You have someone who sins, right, and he gets a scar for that. So Amar Mar Brei de Ravina Loma, what does that mean? No, it's a foolish yes. Okay, now you don't have to do them, but right, Loma Shafilu Mekayimin Osam Im Mekalam Lehem Schar. Now, if they do them, right, if they kind of opt back in, then they don't get schar. Meaning, yes, okay, Enichanami Schot in Ischar, in the sense that now I'm not obligated to Shabbat Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but you lose out on the ultimate schar. That if you would do those, right, now the Goyim don't get any schar. The Gemara says, really, Velo? Right, again, today is like a little bit of a gadata, right? As much as you get, right, in Bava Kama. So Velo, really, the Goyim don't get schar for doing mitzvahs. Tanya Lenden Abaisa, Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, Minayin Shafilu Nochri V'Osek B'Torah Shubi K'Koin Gadol. Even a guy who learns Torah is just like a Kohen Gadol, right? Tosas already, check out Tosas on the bottom, right? So that's just a reference to Gemara and Sota, right? That phraseology, meaning, well, you could just say he's a great tzaddik. So again, that's just referencing a Gemara at the beginning of Sota. Okay. But if a Jew learn, a guy learns Torah, is like he's a Kohen Gadol. Tamalama, the Pazik says, Asher Yaseo Samha Adam V'Chai Bahem. Right, meaning, how do you know this is true? That because it says that person should do the Torah, keep the mitzvos, and live by them. Kohanim levim Yisraelim lo nemar ela adam. Right, it doesn't say Jews; it says people. Right, so halamata shafilu nachri v'osek b'Torah. Arehu kohen gadol. Right, if a guy he learns Torah, he's like he's a kohen gadol. Right, it's a very very chash of a thing. So what do you mean he doesn't get reward? So Amri, they said in mekabel lam schar kemitzu v'osek. Yeah, he's not going to get schar b'Torah. Someone who's commanded and then does what he was commanded. Ella, rather, what's he going to get? He's going to get Kamisha Inimitu Vyosa. He's going to get Schar as if someone who is not commanded and does the mitzvos. Damar Bichanina, Gadol Mitu Vyosa, Yotar Mimisha Inimitu Vyosa. Someone who is commanded to do a mitzvah and does it is greater, right? That person's performance of the mitzvos is greater than someone who opts in, who just chooses, right, to do the mitzvah, right, of their own volition. And therefore, the Goyim are going to be like that. Why should that be true, Agav, just to get a little bashkafa? Why should that be true, that someone who's not commanded in a mitzvah, right? Two people do the same mitzvah. One of them was commanded, one of them wasn't. The guy who was commanded gets greater schar than the one who wasn't. It shouldn't be the opposite, right? The one who wasn't commanded, right? Look at him. He's such a great guy. He didn't have to do that, but he did it. So that's so nice. So there are a lot of answers to this. Tosis, if I'm not mistaken, not here, but elsewhere, says it's because a person who's commanded to do something has the Yetzirah. Right, and he overcame, right, he was able to overcome his Yetzirah, because there's an inherent difficulty. Someone who's commanded, right? No, people don't like being told what to do. So if a person tells you what to do, and then you do it, this person being a Kosh Baruch Hu, right? So a person, Kosh Baruch Hu tells you what to do, and then you do it, so you overcame your Yetzirah. So it was harder, it was ostensibly harder for you to do it than for some other guy who was not commanded to do it. That's one answer. Many answers. My favorite answer is that when you opt into a mitzvah that you were not commanded to do, who says that's what Kosh Baruch Hu wants? Right? Kosh Baruch Hu has 613 mitzvahs, right? He has a whole list. Halachos apply to this person, don't apply to this person, right? You choose of your own genius, brilliant, wonderful volition to do one of the mitzvahs you're not chayiv in. So Mechatezi, who says that's a good thing? Who says that's a positive thing? And Kosh Baruch Hu says you were exempt. Kosh Baruch Hu's not interested. And you're like, oh, I'm going to do it anyway. Well, who says that? That's a positive thing. Why is that necessarily good, right? Who says that? The boss gives just the havdil elef alef delos. The boss gives out, you know, a bunch of instructions, right? He has a team of 10 people, right? He gives each one of them a specific instruction on the project, and you decide that you're going to do Shlaima's job, right, for him. Well, maybe the boss wanted Shlaima to do it. Who says that? Why should you do it? So that, again, there are a lot of different interpretations. So anyway, that's just a couple of them. But that's what basically the Gemara says, that the Goyim are going to get reward because Enu Metsuva Viosa, as opposed to Metsuva Viosa. Okay, no, Vaitu, two dots. Says the Gemara now, Tarna Rabbanan Madan Rabbeisa, Kvar Shalcha Malchus Romi Shnei Sardiotos, is that how you pronounce it? Sardiotos Eitzel Talmei Chachamim Lamdenu Torah Seichem. Again, the Roman government already sent couple of people to the Jewish Chachamim and said, teach us your Torah. So Karu, Vashona, Vashilshu, right, they learned it once, twice, three times, right? Pasha says it means times, but it could be, right, another day in Rishonim is that they learned Tanakh and Mishnah and Gemara, but okay, basically they learned a lot. Vashas Pitzirotan Amr Lahem, Dikdaknu B'chol Torah Seichem. When they left, they said, you know what, we've been through the entire Torah. V'emesu, and they apparently were impressed. They were impressed. And it's Emes Degazach. Chutz, except, right, from what we just learned, Midavar Zesha Tem Omrim Shoshal Yisrael Shanagak Shoshal Knani Pater. Right, the one thing they didn't like was that if a Jewish shore gores a Goyish shore, so he's Pater, right, he doesn't have to pay. And then the flip side is Shal Knani Shanagak Shoshal Yisrael Ben Tam Shabim Muad Mishal Nezek Shalim. Right, again, he said basically they brought up this distinction that the Gemara raised before. Right, why should a guy pay for a Jewish shore if a Jewish guy is not going to pay for a Goyish shore? I mean, Manushach, either way, Ireyehu Dafko, again, they learned all this stuff. So if it's from Reyehu specifically, this all applies to just Jews. Definitely Kanani Kinagach the Israeli Potter. So when a Goyish shore, right, a Kanani shore gores the Jewish shore, so he shouldn't have to pay anything. Ireyehu Lav Dafko, and if it's not really specifically Shaykh the Jews, so if you saw the Kanani Chayef, right, a Jew who gores the Kanani Shore should also be Chayef. But Davrzeh in Anu Modiyah Nosan Halachos, and they did them a favor though. They said, we understand everything. Everything is great except for that halacha, but we're not going to tell anybody, right? Because otherwise, right, obviously that would probably end poorly, right? If they informed that little detail, right, to the Roman general, right? It just brings to mind the Gemara of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, who went to the Roman general and said they're not going to bring your korban, right? If you made a mum, right, etc. Right, again, that's, you know, don't tell bad things to the Roman government, bad idea, right? They're going to get upset. Okay, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Shchiva Be Lebarta. Again, now a sad story. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda lost a daughter. So Amr Le Rabbanan Leula Kum Nezel Ninachame. Well, that's going to be Nichum Avelim. So Amr Lehu Ula said a little bit harsh. My Istli Gabe Nechemta De Bevloi. Right? No, I'm not harsh. I don't want to say it. Probably shouldn't make any value judgments of the Amoraim. Anyways, he said, why should I go be Menachem Avil to the Babylonian? To the Babylonians, to Bavloim. Right? Digidufahu. Right? It's a giduf. It's megadif. How do you say megadif? It's like they're not cursing Akash Baruch Hu. It's like they're denying Akash Baruch Hu. To Amri, because they used to say, Mayef Shir Levit, right? What could you do? What can you do? Right? Rahman al Islam, what can you do? Right? The person passed away young. And because the implication of what can you do is ha'efshir lemevid avdi. If there was something we could have done, we would have done it. Right? And that's obviously going against what Akash Baruch Hu wanted. Right? What can we do? We can't reverse the fact that someone passed away. But if we could do something, like, you know, we would go against what Akash Baruch Hu wanted. Right? That's against, you know, that's a shtick of course. So azal hula chule legabe. So ula, apparently again, he's a mitzvah, right? Obviously, be menachem avol. So he went by himself. Right, so he didn't want to go with apparently the Chachamim. He went by himself. So Amar Lai said to him, Vayomer Hashem, right, Eli, right, Al Tatzar is Moav, Val Tizkar Bam Milchama. Right, he's pausing in Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is recapping. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu told him, right, don't bother Moav, right, Al Tizkar Bam, don't annoy them, don't like bother them, pester them, and don't make a war against them. Right, Vichima Allah Al Dato Shal Moshe, Lasses Machama, Shalor Bashut. Why did Kosh Baruch Hu have to tell Moshe that? What Moshe is going to be like, you know, we should, you know, he's itching for war. What, he's like a war hawk or something? Like, Moshe's not going to just make that decision on his own. So Elas, rather, not so Moshe Kavachomer be'atzma, right? Because he already, because Moshe had made a Kavachomer. Amar, he said, Amar, midyonim shalo bo el Lazarus Moav. The Midianim, again, if you remember the story about Bilam, right, the Moavim and the Midianim hired Bilam to curse Am Yisrael, right? The one who was in danger was Moav, because, right, Balak, Melech Moav, right, was nervous that Bnei Yisrael were going to plow through him, which is really wasn't true in the end, right? Obviously, you see just people get paranoid. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu told them not to leave them alone. But okay, so they went to hire Bilam. And Midian were the ones who were helping. Right, Midrim were the ones who were helping. And the Torah says, right, Parshas Matos, Tzoreres HaMidyanim V'Kisemosam, right, go get rid of the Midyanim. Go fight the war. So Moavim Atzma L'Kol Shekein. So certainly Moshe thought that he should fight a war against the Moavim as well, who were really the ones, the instigators of the entire thing. So Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu, so Kosh Baruch Hu said to him, lo, not exactly. K'sha'ot al da'atcha, also al da'ati, sorry, that should go together. Right, not what you are thinking is what I'm thinking. I have two beautiful doves, two beautiful birds that are going to come from these nations. So you got to leave them alone. You have Rus, right? That's already Moavi. That's you're familiar with. And Nama Ha'amonis, that was one of Shlomo's wives. Right, so that basically Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that those people made it. Right. So Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe not to fight a war. V'alu dvarim kal v'chomer, and apparently says, and this is again. Remember, this is the nichum avelim that Ula said to, who was it? It was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. He said, "Uma b'shvil shtei predos tovos achas kosh baruch hu shtei umos gedolos v'la'chrivon." Right, just in the case of Ammon and Moab, just for two righteous women, right? Kosh baruch hu decided not to destroy these nations with l'chora. We're pretty bad, right? Full of rishayim. So bitol sherebi im ksherahi. So how much more so, right? If your daughter had anything right left to give, if she was a ksheira, if she was zocha, if there was anything else that was supposed to come from her, right? How much more so, right? Kosh Baruch Hu would have spared her, but it must be, right? The chora must be that she had, you know, accomplished everything she was supposed to accomplish in her life, right? And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu took her. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kosh Baruch Hu, right, doesn't hold back from giving schar for any creature, even, and interesting, this is not going to be a focus on the creature part, but it's going to focus on any schar, even for the reward for speaking nicely. Right, the ilu bechira de kamra moav. I guess we should probably just recap for a second. If you remember, Parshas, is it Lech Lecha or Vayera? Probably right, Lech Lecha, I think. No, Vayera, what am I talking about? Because the angels come to Avram and then they go down to stone and destroy it. Okay, Parshas Vayera, right, when the angel of Kosh Baruch Hu destroys Sodom. Sorry, that's, I'm not sure why that wasn't computing. Okay, anyway, so right, the angels come to destroy Sodom, and Lot and his daughters, right, I think that they're the only two people, or only three people rather, right, left in the world. So they populate, and in order to keep populating the world, right, so obviously Lot has children, right, with his two daughters. So they called their sons different things, right? The older one called their son Moav, which is Me'av, which is from my father. Right, don't bother Moav, don't annoy Moav, don't make a war. Right, meaning you can't fight a war against them, but you can, you know, tax them and kind of, you know, keep them kind of under your thumb a little bit. But Seira, the younger one, to come Ben Ami, she called her son Ben Ami, which is not as explicit. Obviously, it means the son of my nation, but it doesn't mean, you know, from my father necessarily. It's not as explicit. So Amar Lo Kosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. So Kosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Right, v'karavta mul bnei Amon al titzrim v'al tizkarbam klal." Meaning, well, the klal is not in the pasuk, I don't think. But meaning Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Leave them alone." Meaning, you leave Amon alone completely. Right, don't bother them whatsoever. Right, afilu angaria the lotavi bahu. You can't even kind of tax them at all. Meaning, for the fact that she kind of like was more kibud av'ein with her speech, with the younger naming of their daughter, naming of the son. Right, so they got schar. They get schar for that. Right, so achas kama v'kama for, right, tremendous things, right, and mitzvahs that we do. Right, the learning that we do. Right, so achas kama v'kama, Kosh Baruch Hu, right, gives us our schar for that. So don't worry. Right, for plowing away. And sometimes the daf yomi feels tough. Right, lamed ches 37 blot. Right, I guess it's 30, is it 38? I'm gonna start on base. So 37 blot into Maseches Bava Kama may feel like a slog a little bit sometimes, but don't worry, Kosh Baruch Hu, right, he's got it. Right, certainly during Hanukkah when we are learning and burning the fire of Torah, getting the schar, right, to Olam Haba. Okay, if that, I mean, obviously that's not the reason why we learn, but okay, anyway, don't. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. L'olam yaktim adam ledvar mitzvah. And it's here we have the opposite, where the Kosh Baruch Hu rewarded the older one, or the older daughter of Lot, before, more than the younger, right? The younger got reward for clean speech. Here, right, we say Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says that a person should always be maktim to dvar mitzvah, shebishu laila acha shekad mebechir letzira, right? Kadamta arba doros leYisrael. Again, the Torah views this as a mitzvah. They thought acted somewhat l'shem shemayim. They thought there were no people left in the world. So the fact that the older daughter did it the one night before the younger daughter, so she, her descendants beat her younger daughter's descendants into Am Yisrael by four generations. Because what happened? Obviously, Rus married, Rus married Boaz and had a child, Oved, and the Gemara lists off Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo, right? Oved was her son. So then Oved, Yishai, David, Shlomo, right? V'ilitzira, Ad Rechavam, right? And the youngest, right? She married Shlomo, right? And their son was Rechavam. So that's four generations between Ammon, right, and Moab, right? The pasuk says, "V'shem Imam Anama Hamav HaAmonis," right? That was right, Shlomo's wife, right? That had child of Rechavam, right? So then you see there were four generations between Nama, right, and Rus. Okay, fine. Back to that was a wonderful interlude. Back to Baba Kamas. What's the Tanna Rabbanan with another Brisa? Shor shel Yisrael shenagach, shor shel Kuti. Right now, if you have a Kuti, if you remember, they were Geri Arayos, which with Arayos with an Aleph, they were converted because there were lions killing them. Right? Machogas, whether they were true converts or they were not true converts, or they went back to their Avodah Zarah or not, right? Whether they were legitimate Jews or not. That's a whole discussion. So we're going to see over here that there's obviously that kind of is an off play of the discussion about goyim and their oxen and damages and stuff. So shoshal yisrael shnagach shoshal kuti potter. If a Jew's ox, right, gores a kuti's ox is going to be potter. Shoshal kuti shnagach shoshal yisrael. Tam mishalim chatzi nezek muad mishalim nezek shalim. Right, that we for a kuti according to the Tanakama, why we're going to treat him just like a Jew. Tam is chatzi nezek muad is nezek shalim. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, Shor shel Yisrael shenagach shor shel kuti pater. Okay, right, again, if you gore a kuti, shor, you're pater. Shel kuti shenagach shor shel Yisrael, ben tam ben muad, mishalim nezek shalim. Right, again, you see Rabbi Meir teaches that he's like a guy, that regardless of whether it's tam or muad, you're going to pay nezek shalim. Now, this is Gemara jumps on. The member of the sub Rabbi Meir, kutim gere arayos, same. Does Rabbi Meir hold that the kutim were converted just because of the arayos, just because of the lions, i.e., they're not really Jews, or minhu, therefore, hold on one second. Vestira, kol hakasamim haboim merekim tehorim. Any kesem, any stain. Right? That's a kesem is a halacha within Hilchos Nida. Jews have halachas of Hilchos Nida. Right, the blood of Jewish women can be tame in certain scenarios. Right, by goyish women there is no such thing as that. So if you have a kesem, if you have a stain, right, we don't know where it came from. Right, if it comes from a city of Rekem, meaning we don't know who it came from, but we know where it came from. It came from Rekem. Right, so that's tehorim because most of Rekem, right, the people are non-Jews. Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tame. Finish hang gerim v'toim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the people in Rekem are gerim, right? They converted, but they're toim. They're currently making a mistake, even though they kind of like chucked it. But they were converts, and therefore, right? They are tame. Right? They are the Jews, even though they're making currently making a mistake. They're not, as they say in the vernacular nowadays, not yet from. Okay, but mibein hanachrim, right? But if the begadim, if the stain on the clothing comes from goyim, so then tohrim, then they're tahor. But mibein yisrael, mibein kutim, right? If it comes from a city that's half yisrael and half kuti, so Rabbi Meir mitamei v'chachamim mitarim shalom nechshedu, right? Al aksamim, right? The chachamim say it's tahor because they're not choshesh on the aksamim. And we're not concerned that there's going to be someone from over there. But what's the point we're seeing over here? Rabbi Meir says that they are tame, right? It's al makasavu Rabbi Meir kutim geri emesheim. Right? Apparently, we see if Rabbi Meir is going to say that the kesem, that the stains coming from a city with kutim, right, are going to be tame, he must hold that they're actually, right, they were good gerim. Samar Rabbi Yavo says, Inichanami knasu. Right? Yes, Inichanami. Right? That they are good geri emes. They're not geri arayos. They're geri emes. They're really true converts. But Rabbi Meir made a knas on them. Shekanes Rabbi Meir b'mamonim shelo yitamu b'hem. Right? Made a knas on their money, so Jews wouldn't mix with them. Still, it wasn't Inichanami. They were converts, but still, they weren't such great yidden. Right? They went back to being over to Avodah Zarah, certainly for a decent amount of time. So Rabbi Meir didn't want the Jews to mingle with them, so he said, "You can't, we're not going to deal with it. Right? Their money is going to have a knas on it, so they're not going to have to pay. The Jew is not going to have to pay them if they damage them." Moshe Rabbi Zera says, "One second, Again, if a person rapes a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, if she's a mamzeres or a nesina or a kuti, that's our point." Right? There is a knas. You have to pay the fine for raping a woman. Rachman al-Tzlan. If he's talking about the knas, if Rabbi Meir said, one second, we're going to fine these kutim because we don't want to mingle Jews and kutim, and therefore you're not going to have to pay them for their damages. Hachanami knas. We should also make a knas, kadesh alitam abayim, so that you don't get the Jews mixed up with them. Right? So one second, we see the Mishnah says you do pay the fine. Why didn't Rabbi Meir say you shouldn't pay the fine in that case? If Rachman al-Tzlan will rape somebody. So Amar Abayi says, right, unbelievable, kadesh alitam chodin iskar. What do you mean? Because in that case, you're pottering a rapist from his punishment. Why in the world? That's crazy. Why in the world would you do that? Right, so in case of an ox, okay, fine, you can say there's some sort of mingling. But here, in the case of the guy, mamash rapes somebody, Rachman al-Tzlan, we're going to pause the chote nisker, someone's going to sin, and he's not going to have to pay. So, the Gemara says, I have an esfer la'iniyam. Okay, so fine, so punish the guy, take the money from him, but give it to the poor. Don't give it to the kutim, because then you have some sort of mingling, some sort of situation. What about the, give it to the poor? Rav Mari says, no, it doesn't work out. Mishum to have him a mamon she'in lo Tovim, because in that case you have a case of money that has no people who can claim it, meaning that a poor guy will come to him for the 50 shekel fine or whatever, 100 shekel fine, whatever it is, and the guy will say, no, I wanted to give it to a different ani, meaning there's no ani that could prove, right, and claim that money was his. All right, so that's not shaykh either, that's not good either. Right, so the guy wouldn't have to pay it anyway, because Mimano Shaka could always tell any poor person that he comes to him, be like, no, I have it earmarked for somebody else, and therefore, right, he wouldn't end up having to pay, and that doesn't work either. Okay, we'll go right there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great, great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and a happy Hanukkah, and maybe be married to hear Besaros Telvos and Yeshuos, Venechamos, Amen, Ken Yerotzen.